international development planning, Graham Pambudi has called on the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, to adopt a sustainable fisheries management system. Pambudi on Wednesday made this appeal during a meeting with the European Union Ambassador to Vietnam, Julian Greer, and Belgian Ambassador to Vietnam, Carl van den Bosche, in Hanoi, Vietnam. The Health Ministry expedites the development of health facilities in regions, including constructing the Tuan Sri Sharif Idris Regional General Hospital in Kubu Raya, West Kalimantan, with a target completion time of 2 years. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin remarked that the construction of the TBSI, or Tuan Sri Sharif Idris Regional General Hospital, is part of President Joko Widodo's rapid response policy toward equalizing health services. The 7th President at the time requested that hospital construction in all regions be completed in 2 years. That's the news. Radio Republic of Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 33-5 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The world. Well, listener, that was with me, Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, traveling is an activity that has good impact to people's body and soul. But, you know, there are many things that people need to know about it. But not only favorite place to visit, but also economical sector and many more. And you know that recently, Indonesia has become the host of Joint Commission meeting, UN Tourism to East Asia and Pacific, and the 37th UN Commission Tourism to South Asia, in order to develop tourism sector in East Asia and Pacific, and also South Asia. Well, listener, and also our viewers, to talk more about it, on the way of my Zoom, we are going to talk with Deputy of Resources and Organization of Indonesian Tourism Ministry, Ibu Martini Paham. Hello, good morning, Ibu Martini.
Hello, good morning, Pak.
How are you today, Ibu?
Good.
Okay. It's me, Faisal, Ibu, at the studio Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you,
Ibu Martini, for your kind also attention. I believe that you are still busy and you are still able to manage your time to have such a special interview with me today.
It's our pleasure, Pak Faisal.
Okay, thank you, Ibu Martini. But, Ibu Martini, can you actually talk about here, as I said before, about the UN, the UN has become a joint commission meeting, also UN Tourism to East Asia and Pacific, and also the 37th UN Commission Tourism to South Asia and, yeah, East Asia also, Ibu Martini. Actually, how important is it, Ibu Martini, for Indonesia in this case?
Okay, let me explain what is the UN Tourism Cup, yes. So CAP is Commission for East Asia and the Pacific, while CSA is Commission for South Asia. And this meeting is a joint commission meeting from UN Tourism. And this one is annual meeting organized by the World Tourism Organization, or we know as East Tourism, UN Tourism. And this meeting serves as a platform to discuss key issues specifically related to tourism in East Asia, Pacific, as well as South Asia. So in this event, we gather representatives from 29 UN Tourism member states. There's also key associate members, affiliate members from the private sectors, and also from international organizations which is involved in tourism sectors across two regions. And in conjunction with the UN Tourism Commission meeting, the UN Tourism Regional Forum on Tourism Policy and Circular Economy was also be held. And this forum serves as a strategic implementation of the Ministry of Tourism priority program focused on the development of blue, green, and circular economy, or we know as BCGE. During the forum, Indonesia, in collaboration with UN Tourism, also had launched the Indonesia Tourism Investment Guidelines, which is very important for us, providing a roadmap for investing the country's tourism sectors.
Wow, it feels like this is very strategic, yes, Bu Martini, for Indonesia.
Yes.
So, I believe that there were lots of participants there that participated in this meeting, Bu.
Yes,
Bu Martini. Actually, could you explain about the participants?
Sure, this event is enforced a wide range of stakeholders, both national and international levels, including government entities, private sectors, and relevant international tourism organizations. At international and national level, the event also engages ministries and institutions that have been long strategic partners of our Ministry of Tourism in developing Indonesia tourism. And representatives from UN Tourism, there are 16 members, and it's divided into two commissions. The first commission is Commission for East Asia and Pacific, which includes Brunei Darussalam, China, Fiji, Japan, Philippines as the chair, South Korea, Thailand, Laos, Philippines, Timor Leste, and Vietnam. While the second commission is Commission for South Asia, including Bhutan, India, Iran, Maldives as the chair, as well as Pakistan. So all of them, they are happy to be in Indonesia. And at the end of the program yesterday, we invite them to have the technical tour. We bring them to National Museum of Indonesia and also Sarina to promote our cultural heritage tourism and also retail tourism in the capital. They are so happy to be here in Indonesia.
So, Martin, actually, there is a government interest in your ministry also promoted and even introduced Indonesian tourism to the participants.
Of course, yes. This is our opportunity to show to the world that Indonesia is not only rich in the culture, nature, but also for the shopping. So we invite them to spend more days, to empower our local economy. So we bring them to Sarina.
Okay. Well, I'm really interested what you said before about the member countries. Should they be, the host every year for this event?
Yeah, as being the host is actually re-proposed to UN Tourism, and it is decided by not only by UN Tourism, but also for all members. Mm. And being the host of this year has been stated as being our commitment since June 2024 in February last year. So the member of the country, they agreed that Indonesia to be the host of this year, and next year will be Iran, the host of this joint commission meeting.
Oh, well, so Iran will be the host next year,
yes.
Okay, well, I believe that this meeting also focus on tourism in East Asia and South Asia, as well as the Pacific. Why only this region, Swahili?
Okay, there are lots of meetings in UN Tourism. The highest one is, of course, the General Assembly meeting, and they also have the Executive Council meeting, and another meeting is in regard to the geographical member meeting.
Mm.
And in this case, the joint meeting is comprised of two commissions, the ASEAN Pacific, as well as the South Asia. So that's why we are combining these two regions in one meeting. Indonesia is at the host for today.
Okay, well, talking about the progress for the meeting, was there such agreement?
Yes, there are quite lots of agreement.
Okay.
And it's not only on the bilateral, but also in terms of the UN Tourism meeting. And one of the commitment and agreement is in regard to who will be the chair of several meetings in UN.
Mm.
And as a member of CAP, during the CAP meeting in Indonesia, and all of the members of CAP agreed that Philippines proposal as the next chair of CAP and the vice president of the General Assembly of UN. So Philippines, we support them to be the next chair of CAP for the period of 2026 until 2029. And also Philippines as the vice president of the General Assembly of UN Tourism, which will be held in Saudi Arabia in September.
Okay, well, can you just stay there? Because we are going to continue our VoIP discussion after this song.
Thank you, Mas Faisal.
Selamat menikmati. out to the world. My listener, you are still with me on the Pi-Soul, and we are going to continue our discussion. Yes, our voice talk with Ibu Martini and Paham. Ibu Martini.
Yes, I'm Pi-Soul.
Okay. Ibu, I'm still wondering why. I mean about the question that still about the tourism actually. So after the meeting, were there participants that, I mean, who would like to directly visit maybe one of Indonesian tourism's destinations?
You mean they would extend their stay, or
the participants? I mean the participants, yeah, who came yesterday. I mean after finishing the meeting, were there participants maybe from other countries that they do not go to their country directly, but they would like to visit maybe one of Indonesian tourism destinations?
Yeah, some of them they would directly because they have their own agenda. Not only have still member of the UN Tourism Secretariat who are still staying in Indonesia, so we offering them to go around. We offer them before the event, we give information that Indonesia is the friendship and we have the five priority destinations. But we invite them as well to go around after the meeting, but of course it depends on their agenda. And we offering some tourism packets so they can understand where they can go. And we ask for the member to stay. And one of them is Lau. Lau participant, they stayed in Jakarta, and the Prime Minister, the Vice Prime Minister from Timor-Leste, they also extend the stay in Jakarta.
Well, Martini, so you promoted and also, offered special meeting, yeah, tourism destinations?
Yeah, because as you know, that the MICE meeting is something that's an exhibition. It's not only about the meeting. We also offer them the beauty of Indonesia, the nature, the culture. So this is why tourism are related to the MICE. Because as you understand, that all the participants, they not only go for a meeting, not only for business purposes, but the most important thing for us, because this is our KPI, is we invite them to go around Indonesia. So we have now is the delegation from Laos, and also delegation from Timor-Leste, who has the stay in Jakarta.
Okay. Well, Martini, actually, what has been shared by the Indonesian government, in this case from the Ministry of Tourism, shared about the experiences in developing tourism destinations, or sometimes like, also like there is a mission about including MICE events, yes, to the participants yesterday.
Okay, in regards to integrated yesterday meeting, we focus on the next two sessions in terms of the thematic forum. We show about the Indonesia progress in terms of investment, as well as Indonesia progress on the BGCE, which is focusing on the circular economy. We show them that Indonesia and also the stakeholders of Indonesia, that's why we invite some of the stakeholders as the panelists, to show to the world that Indonesia is really into it in terms of sustainable development, in terms of the circular economy. So this is also the platform for us as Indonesia to show to the world what Indonesia has already been doing, and also what our plans in terms of any goals that we want to achieve, which is in line with, for instance, the SDG. And Indonesia is one of the several countries who already put the importance of sustainable tourism. That's why we already in the plan of the decarbonization plan. We in the plan that we encourage the tourism industry to also focus not only on business but also on environmental side.
Okay, so I understand that there are also some changes that the participants discussed yesterday on the meeting. Actually, in the global economy turmoil such as nowadays, actually, is there also impact of tourism sector?
Yes, of course, my Paisal. I think it's impacting all of the world, including Indonesia, including the tourism sectors. And this global turmoil from the customer side, of course, will impact our tourism demand. And the potential tourism will also look at several items to mitigate about the turmoil. And we also see that before the pandemic, the growth of Indonesia tourism in the region is quite high, but we can see that according to the data, the international tourist arrival in the Asia-Pacific region is still -13% compared to the pre-pandemic level. And these member states, during the meeting, they already feel and survey as a program of UN tourism to see mapping what is the challenges, what is the priority of the member states to improve the tourism in the region. And of course, as the government, we need to put on the strategy on how we can overcome the situation. And we will focus on things matters. We will focus on, first, is to ensure the tourism investment will keep growing. And second, is to retain the existing investment, including buildings such as hotel, destination, places, etc. And also, we need to put also investment in people as a human capital, like employee, tourist guide, etc. And also, of course, is the ecosystem of the zone. And we hope that this global economy tomorrow will finish.
Okay, great. So it seems that the participants also found out such a solution for this economy turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Indonesia and also the UN launched Indonesia Investment Guidelines. Actually, what is the impact and benefit for Indonesia?
Yes, according to the UNCTAD, or United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, in their World Investment Report 2034, the Asia-Pacific region contributes 40-50% of global foreign direct investment across all sectors. And in tourism sectors, data from FDI, Intelligence, Financial Times, and also UN Tourism as of February 2035, shows that the region has secured the 642 greenfield FDI projects from 2018 to 2024 with total value of $66.4 billion. And through the UN Regional Tourism Conference, our minister, Ibu Widianti, expressed the hope that the forum will provide opportunities for delegates to exchange ideas on accelerating impactful green investment, ranging from renewable energy and hospitality to eco-conscious tourism practices. And according to our minister, there is a tremendous potential for investment that benefits both planet and economy in a more inclusive and sustainable way. And as part of the conference, the UN Tourism and the Ministry of Tourism Indonesia officially announced, like you said, the investment guide book titled Doing Tourism Business in Fast Indonesia, which of course serves as a roadmap to help investors to navigate and tap into vast potential in Indonesia's growing tourism sector.
Alright, so finally, we come to the final question, Bu Martini. Yes, already mentioned about the strategy and even about the hopes and also expectation for this meeting. So actually, what can be learned, Bu Martini? What can be learned from Indonesia in this case while the participants each member of countries share their perspective about this tourism, Bu Martini?
Okay, we have the approach of being adaptive to the situation, being innovative to the situation, and one of the most important is we have to collaborate each other. So this is the view that we want to highlight to the members of the UN Tourism, that there is no way for us to work alone, so we have to work together. We share best practices among the region, so we can understand what is the true situation, and we can also learn from each other in terms of how is the effective way, what is the most potential, what is the good side that we can develop together as the region. region, in the SAE and tourism website in the region. And there's also some solution that we can highlight. First is we need to find the market diversification policies. We also need to push for visa facilitation programs. And of course, bilateral and regional cooperation is also important for us. And we also need to discuss about the incentive on tourism investment. For instance, like tax, holiday investment guarantee and facilitation. And last but not least, we need to focus on tourism resilience and sustainable strategy. Because by the end of the day, sustainability is our goal. So what is the benefit is not only can be felt by the generation now, but also the generation after us.
All right, thank you very much, Ibu Martini and Pam, for your time, for giving us insight, especially about this meeting. And hopefully this will be also beneficial for our listeners and viewers' information about Indonesia.
Okay,
thank you, Ibu Martini. Last day, Ibu Martini. Good morning.
Bye-bye. Terima kasih,
Pak. Okay, well, listeners and all viewers, that was our special review with the Deputy of Resources and Organization of Indonesian Tourism Ministry, Ibu Martini and Pam. Stay tuned at www.voinews.id.
Of Kota Baru City in West Sumatra. Kota Baru City is also known with the name Kuih Naraka Basa.
Prasad Deohabi announced that at least 53 public schools would begin operations in the 2025 up to 2026 academic year. The minister conveyed this during a coordination meeting to accelerate the provision of facilities and